Thank you, Brad, and good morning. On Tuesday afternoon, the Arcata Police Department received a call from a resident who lives in the 2200 block of Alliance Road, and that resident reported that he was in possession of old military munitions and wanted assistance in removing and disposing of the rounds. The sheriff's bomb squad was called to assist, and Alliance Road was partially closed to vehicle and foot traffic, while the rumored old artillery shell or shells were taken away. There were no injuries, and Alliance Road was reopened after the area was secured. In May, the Eureka Police Department issued a press release asking for the public's help in locating 64-year-old Eureka resident Raymond Anderson, who was last seen in Reading leaving on a return trip to Eureka. Anderson drove a blue four-door Chevy sedan, license plate number 2XBB559. Yesterday evening, the California Highway Patrol reported that a vehicle containing a body had been found about 300 feet down an embankment along 299, a blue four-door sedan. It's not clear if the vehicle is Anderson's, and anyone with information is asked to contact law enforcement. Sheriff's detectives continue their investigation into an attempted murder incident that happened in Dinsmore in early June. One victim, a 55-year-old man who had been beaten, has been released from the hospital, but a 27-year-old woman who had been shot remains in the hospital. Detectives are currently at that hospital interviewing the victim in the hopes of gaining any information that may lead to the identity of at least two suspects. Anyone with information about the attack or the suspects is asked to contact the sheriff's office. When the United States Supreme Court ruled on both the Defense of Marriage Act and California Proposition 8, supporters of same-sex marriage rejoiced as DOMA was shut down and Prop 8 was kicked back to the state where it has been deemed unconstitutional. The Public Policy Polling Institute has polled Californians regarding Prop 8, and support for same-sex marriage remains high and it's growing. Support for same-sex marriage made it over the 50% mark in 2010, and a May survey found that more than 56% of those polled now support same-sex unions, and that support has risen across the board among liberals, conservatives, and religious groups. And the Eureka Police Officers Association announced this year's winners of the Charlie Swanson Scholarship Awards. The two winners are graduates Jared Guy of St. Bernard's High School and Andrew Keim of Eureka High. Both students will receive $1,000 for the college they will be attending next year. The scholarship is awarded every year in memory of Eureka Police Detective Charlie Swanson, who died on duty in 1996. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Senators Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley from Oregon, along with Governor Kitzhaber, have formed a task force to continue discussion of the removal of four dams from the Klamath River. The task force is composed of concerned parties, including local California and Oregon governments, local tribes, and representatives from regulatory agencies. Supervisor Mark Lovelace was recently in Washington, D.C. to participate in the hearings focused on the agreements that have been signed to remove the dams. Lovelace provided some of his impressions of the Senate hearings.
Senator Wyden from Oregon showed really deep interest in the issue, very perceptive. He had some serious concerns about the agreements as they stand, but he also showed and said he was, very enthusiastic about these agreements and about getting something done here.
Senator Wyden also took the time to question groups that have not signed the agreements, Upper Klamath Basin water users, whose water rights are subordinated to the tribes, state, and federal governments.
When there's not enough water, they get shut off. The parties that have been at the table and are part of the agreements get some water out of this deal. So he really followed up with them and kind of said, what's going to help resolve your issue? And the answer came back that really what the only way to resolve their issue is for them to come to the table and join with these agreements.
The new task force will address remaining power, water flow, and water use issues. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.